Welcome to Sinless Productions. I want her to talk about what happened at the AP Girls School. And if you don't know about it, let me tell you a few things. I think there was one girl who was very sick, complaining about stomach ache, and they went to the school head in there. They went to the school head, the school nurse, sorry. And the school nurse was like, she's pretending to be sick. So this ended up by the girl passing away. And one thing is that they never care about calling the, they never allow the girl to maybe call her parents. The school never called the parents. Like, they didn't do anything until the thing get very serious. And even though they said that when they get the thing got serious, they didn't even get a car. They said there was no car on the compound. And this have dropped a lot of questions. Like, so does it mean that none of these teachers have a car? Does it mean that there's no school bus in the car? Does it mean that the senior housemaster doesn't have a car? Does it mean that if this teacher, this headmaster doesn't have a car, does it mean that there's no there's no single car on the compound? The girl is just 16 years. Just imagine somebody taking care of their child, their baby girl, for 6 years. And for 16 years. And at the long run, the school that, like, see, one thing is that it's a big girls. So even if a big girl, a big school, like a big girls, this is happening, what about these lower schools? Let's think about this. As big as a big girl is in the country, this is happening. What about these lower schools? Those schools in the villages? And sometimes, like, talking about how serious this is when you are in this kind of schools, like, Charlie, sometimes, like, I don't know, everybody who went to the went to SHS, who went to the boarding school, will tell you this. Even the these schools will tell you this, how bad teachers treat these students. But in the long run, they say that in the student that doesn't respect. Before we talk about this, if you don't have an national health insurance card, or if you don't have a national insurance, or your national insurance card is already has expired, there is no way this school will accept you. So if we have this, if the students have the national insurance card, why does nobody send? Like, see, they wasted time until what? The girl was dying. She was there dying. And one starting is that, the time in parents, they were now auntie, that everybody get to the school, she was lying down dead in the dormitory, which means that they didn't even rush her to the hospital. Which means that nobody even cared when she was lying down crying. Nobody cared about it. Nobody cared about this. Like, see, what is the use of these teachers? What's the use if they can't take care of Charlie? Sometimes things like this is so bad. Sometimes things like this is something you know going to think that this thing will happen, but this will happen. The school must be dissolved, from headmaster to the last teacher. The school, everybody just have to get sacked from the school, because you can't treat somebody like this. So this is how they treat most of this case in the school. And those lucky ones are those people who survived. The unlucky ones are those people who are just one person who just died. This is happening. These people don't care about the industry. Like, they act and pretend like they love this school when we are talking about the PTs. They act straight, like the parents are not doing the right thing. But this is what they do in the school. This is how they treat the students. This is how they treat the students. Somebody go feel lash you sake of you the own school fees. Meanwhile, you know say you know be where the own the school fees. You know say if your puppy get the money, it go feel bring down, you go pay. But still, this person go jail, I give you and treat you how you want. Talking about how people chase students through bushes, talking about how people like sometimes say you go video go talk to you like the way this is just if you think about it, you know about this whole thing. You know go back this whole thing like how is this? Because maybe you are calling for a black shoe and this student who is wearing a brown shoe. So at least look of the things say if there is this kid gets black shoe, it will bring them. This like really look of it take your shoe, like as you wear them, then go try them to boot inside and tell you say go take them. If you get them, then you wear them. If you don't take them too. What if the bush the kid they go there anyway? What if they be there with the snake bite them? What if something happened to the kid? Are you going to say you are not the fault? Are you going to say that you are not the person who caused it? This is what they do to the students in the schools. And somebody's daughter, somebody's beloved daughter, now this has happened to him. Like this, I don't know, but this shouldn't be just the parents fighting those teachers. This shouldn't be just the parents fighting those the school. It should be the government that has to do all this thing. And if this is happening, the school and the principal, everybody should be dissolved. Because you can't be treating people's children like this. I just see this in like the thing my children that like I don't know how to do this thing. Because talking about somebody's daughter. Do you know the kind of investment the person do? Do you know where the person gets this money before you take a kid come school? First year. Talking about where this girl is coming from. Do you even know? Do you know how they get this money before they pay the school fee, before they pay the tuition fee? Do you know how much they have been paying? As they did in primary school and DHS there? Like, the parents must take on the school, and the government must be at the back of the parent, because I think this should, like the school should be dissolved, like everybody from the head to the last teacher, everybody should be dismissed. Apart from those people who doesn't have car, but if you have a car in the school, you must get dismissed. Unless maybe at that time you were not in the school. But those people who are supposed to be treated. Like those who that's supposed to be very very responsible, that's supposed to hold them, are those senior handmasters, senior administrators, anybody who like in the column in the body, it be them there for like they. This kind of people will just treat you like anyhow. So if maybe a nurse can talk you see, and this kid they see, but this kid they pretend. What did the proof say they pretend? If this kidney did SHS 3 or maybe they did from telephone 2, they would talk to say, okay, this girl, you get a record of doing that thing. But what about somebody who just came to the school just last month, because the school and school resumed last month, right? Yes, in January. School was resumed in January. So somebody who had been in the school for just less than 3 weeks or 1 month, how can you say that the person is pretending, since you don't know this person? Do you even know that this person have a kind of sickness in the stomach? Have you ever checked? Did you even check? Like, what do you know about this student as a student who have been in the school for less than 1 month? Now see, because of just what you like, you think, what you imagine, look at what you that happened to someone's daughter. Someone's daughter who just 16 years. Look at what you have caused to this end. Hey. We are talking about a big school. Not just this kind of village school where they keep that day. This one just they close for Accra. And if this is not just Accra, even most of these Accra schools, same thing. So what about those schools in the deep villages? How is our brothers going through there? Like what, like, let me see, Charlie, I don't know how I could explain it. I don't know, like, this is so sad to say that, like, how can we do this to someone's daughter? How can we do this to someone's child? SHS 1, this will forever be the memory of their parents, their mom, Charlie.